This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
Welcome to week 7 of Sound Clash 2011. Tonight we've got all three bands lined up for your enjoyment. Kicking off the night, we have Sanctified Torture. Then we've got some Doctor Business with Doctor's Rendezvous. And then to close the show, we've got Cos. Matt Neave, do you find it amusing to laugh and listen at my voice?
Not really laugh and listen as much as I liked the Doctor joke. It was quite a... It was a nice pun. It was nice. How do you feel, Wayne, about this tonight in general?
Well, I've had enough of doctors lately, but I won't hold it against them.
Okay, then.
Well, I do like a doctor's uniform, though.
I don't think they'll be wearing them.
I had the challenge last week as jelly babies. What's the challenge today?
Right, the challenge last week that you failed because you asked...
I didn't fail.
No. What Bass's sweets do you like? You don't ask them questions like that. You're supposed to ask them music-related questions. So, change of tactic tonight.
Right,
you've got to get as many as your participants in your questions to sing their answers.
Okay, and you'll have to listen to the podcast to get that kind of a beautiful enjoyment.
We don't air that live because he's rubbish.
Can you interview me? I like singing.
Because he'll win the challenge. I do is to make it hard. It's prizes at stake here, Sophie. My prize, my own pocket money. And I've been grounded for 3 weeks. So it's gonna be hard to buy him something.
Wait a minute. I think I completed last week's challenge enough to get a prize.
No. You should be asking them questions about the music that makes them sick. See, I would have said, you know, the band. Who does that resemble you like any sweets? What would it be? That would have worked.
Okay.
Well, I'm here with the lovely Andy, but how are you?
I'm good. I was kind of hiding, so I wasn't really in a very good mood when I came in tonight.
I did notice there were no smiles. Yeah. Are you all smiling now?
I'm all right now, yeah. The bacon sandwiches have settled. I've had a nice pint of Coke, and I've been touched by several men, so everything is good.
Perhaps I should come and moody more often. Interesting week for you?
The medication's worn off, the face is back to the normal shape, and I'm allowed to swear this evening because there's no 14-year-olds, so it's a good week. It's been good. It's been all building up towards this point.
Was that like your release point? You saw like everybody was like over 18 at least tonight.
Last week was frustrating to say the least. I think we all were a little bit on edge last week with the kids. It was a little bit kind of like.
Sophie Blatt, who enjoys young people.
Brilliant. Yeah, I don't. I don't like them. I think basically they are the bane of my existence. And they make everything
so
a little
many
bit
laws and children. Stuff like that.
Yeah, there's just so much I can't do around them without fear of reprisals.
There's only so many restraining orders in your wallet.
There is. And last week we were staring down the barrel of at least a 5 or 6 stretch in Broadmoor.
Obviously, we all love you as our beautiful compare, but you're also in Johnny Alpha, aren't you?
I am, yes.
As is another band member who's in a band tonight, though.
Two of them.
Are they traitors, or two
fifths of Johnny Alpha are playing this evening.
Is there something we should know?
No, well, the Doctor's Rendezvous came before Johnny Alpha, so this evening I am completely impartial because I'm also here as a compare, but one of my favourite bands, Cos, are playing as well. Basically, this evening is Cos and Doctor's Rendezvous versus Sanctified Torture.
Now, what happens though if your bandmates get in the final with Johnny Alpha?
Well, it's going to be brilliant, and I'm not going to hold back, and I'm going to make sure that I kill them. We'll play first, and then I'll break their legs so they can't play.
I like that. We'll sum some out for you. You know, you're bound to win.
Or we'll sack them for the evening, replace them with robots, which can play and are better looking, and probably we'll get us more sex.
Okay, challenge this week.
Yeah,
you accept it. I'm the prize. It's quite easy.
Brilliant.
It's all about singing. So, and you sing because you're in Johnny Alpha.
It's questionable, but
you have to sing the intro for the next band.
That's brilliant. I can do that. Yeah.
Do you accept?
Challenge accepted.
Fantastic. I don't know how I come to you as a prize. That's up to you.
I'm hoping it's going to be in chiffon and a bow.
That's what I have in my bag. It was meant to be. Right, we'll let you get ready for the next band, and we're going to look for Cos to interview them. Thank you very much, Andy. Love you.
Love you more.
This is Sound Clash. Great local unsigned for a great station.
Ladies and gentlemen, the pederastic sex beasts that are Cos! We'll be right back.
amazing. Just the combination of, I don't know, some bits that sound like slap bass. It was just the whole thing just mixed together really well. It flowed really well.
Well, this is the second time I've seen them, and you know, they just absolutely rock it. They're awesome.
Can you sing what their performance was like, just out of curiosity?
Can I sing what their performance is like?
Yeah, just sing a little song, an improvised song about it.
I really like the band Koss. They're better than when they invented floss.
This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
Alex and John tonight. That was easy. Only two names.
So oh. How was the set? I'll do the question, sorry. How was the set?
They were sweaty mainly, loud. I enjoyed it. I don't know.
Really well.
It's hard to tell when you're on stage sometimes, but I enjoyed it, which is the main thing.
I've got a question now. Do you have to have curly hair to be in your band?
It's not compulsory.
Yours is hereditary, mine's just happened over time, I think.
Yeah.
Do you perm yours, it?
He's just sweating.
He said yes.
He doesn't wash.
Okay. Start again. Yes, perm. I perm my hair.
Right. So why did you enter Sound Clash?
Because we do it every year in order to get knocked out in the first round by a high school band. It's kind of tradition.
There's no high school bands here tonight, are there?
I know, which I'm kind of disappointed about.
So you might win this one.
It's unlikely. We have an awesome record of not.
Did you see the high school band last week, Basement Services?
It's one of the few rounds I didn't actually come to.
Yeah,
so
they're actually, like, we were shocked, like, 15-year-olds.
They've bought every high school in the district.
Yeah, but they were actually really good. I was quite
impressed.
That's
okay. I mean, they're allowed to win if they're good.
So why are you called Koss? Where's it
Because
from?
It's derived from... Am I allowed to swear at this point?
Yes. Yeah, why not?
Basically, what happened was we were in a thrash metal band together, and a gig got rescheduled or something, but both the guitarists were out of the country, so we sort of wrote a bunch of songs. Then it got cancelled anyway.
Well, so where do you see yourself, like, in 6 months, a year? Aiming anywhere?
We have no plans. We're awful at organising ourselves. This is probably the highest profile gig we ever play, really.
Why don't you go on a road trip, you know, in a camper van or something?
We're far too lazy.
That'd be so cool, though. Like, do busking all around, like, Europe.
Koss should go
like
to Koss.
Time for the game.
You have to describe your band in one single word. The first word that comes to your mind, oh dear God.
Low.
This is Sound Clash. Great local unsigned. For a great station.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and welcome to the stage, the Doctor's Rendezvous!
She says I talk too much about myself. She says I talk too much about myself. Follow my headphones. She knows she's not welcome in my home. Red Moon, I'm thinking too much. Red Moon, about you too.
pretty awesome. Yeah. Well, I really like they sounded a bit similar to Cross I Fall, but like the additional like synthy type thing like made it quite different as well.
I thought they were really, really good.
What was your favourite aspect?
I'm not sure, but I thought most of it was good.
I liked how the drummer was could drum and also play bass halfway through.
Can you sing what you thought of Doctor's Rendezvous just then?
Woo!
That's once again the singing, thank you very much.
This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
Okay, we're here with Doctor's Rendezvous. Sophie, name call, please.
We're here with Jack Russell and Emily.
Well done. Right then, guys, how was your set?
It's good fun.
Really good.
Enjoyed it.
Quite a laugh. I got a bit more growly than I'd like to, but it was fun.
Absolutely. We haven't rocked it that hard in a long time.
But this is our first proper live gig.
Yeah. It's quite impressive.
With our new drummer. Sorry,
that's a little lie, isn't it? Because it's not your only band, is it?
No. There's a couple. Well, yeah, well, me and Jack, me and the synth / one of the bass players, are in the Death of Johnny Alpha that we've already got through, so hopefully
we're going for a two-way band off.
Yeah, what
are
you going to do?
Yeah, yeah. Like, we're going to play two awesome shows and get really tired.
No, Johnny Alpha and Doctor's Rendezvous should join together and do a jam together.
It's an Uber band.
I'd say it's Johnny Alpha with a bonus drummer.
Yeah.
Isn't it pretty, but...
I did love the multitasking, though.
You know. Do try.
Yeah, well, we've got quite a mixed sort of taste, so we like to sort of mix it up a bit.
All together.
Yeah, yeah.
One band.
What is it about dressing up on stage?
It's pretty fun.
You do it a lot, though.
Yeah, I know. If it's zombies or doctors or whatever.
Yeah, you look cleaner tonight.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, didn't recognise you at first.
Thank you. I aim to please. Now. Yeah.
Do you know? Gave it away when you hopped up the stairs earlier. It's like, some Johnny Elf.
Do they all hop?
He's got a camp hop.
I am. I'm the energetic one of the group.
When you're playing the synth, I noticed.
Absolutely. Well, I'm stuck on an instrument, so I've got to move about to offset the staticness of my hands.
So, what are you guys going to do if you win tonight? Get the money? You're going to drink or use it for something productive?
Oh, I don't know. Probably something productive here.
Might pay some bills or something.
Might actually get you a hi-hat stand at work.
How much is it? £50?
Oh my goodness.
That's this evening.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
The next round is home. And then isn't there some free recording time?
Yeah.
Something as well.
Possibly. That's if you win, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Try not to sound too enthusiastic.
If you win. One of your bands might win,
Yeah.
Okay, you are Doctor's Rendezvous. So if you could have a rendezvous with anybody at the Doctor's, who would it be?
With anyone? At Doctor's.
A famous doctor?
At the Doctor's.
At the Doctor's, probably David Duchovny.
I'd like to meet David Bowie at the Doctor's. That would be insane.
I'd like to meet someone that's already dead, like Bill Hicks. That would be quite interesting to see at the Doctor's. It's like, what are you doing here?
And what illness would you have?
Sorry?
What illness would you have?
Just a headache, nothing serious.
I would have fallen over from jumping about too much at some point.
Gonorrhea off, Jack.
I was waiting for that one. Okay, I think the next band are pretty much ready to go on.
Sanctified Torture.
Yep, but we have to play the name game, which you two know this. You have to describe your band
this time as they were last time.
In one word, and the first word that you think of, start from now.
That's what I did last time!
No, I said blood recusion last time. I don't know. Cup.
Therapy.
Awesome.
This is Sound Clash, great local unsigned for a great station.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Welcome to the stage. Shut up, light!
Chaos days evolve, it is a God's law. We will be
Amazing.
What was your favourite aspect?
Jack Snowden's tip.
I'd say the energy from their performance. I mean, you know, the stage show, to me personally, could maybe have some different areas heightened, but overall, you know, it can be a nerve-wracking thing getting on stage, and they've done well.
Crowd interaction was pretty good, and all around, they just knew what they wanted to do and knew how to pull it off.
This is Soundclash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
Okay, we're here with Sanctified Torture. Sophie, attempt the name call.
Oh, God. Jack, Jimmy, Dave, Lee, Aid. Yeah. Woo!
Very impressive. Guys, how's your set?
Awesome.
Yeah. We enjoyed it. The crowd enjoyed it.
Seems to bring quite a few people tonight. Are you local Stratford band?
No, Redditch. Redditch.
Redditch!
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't live in Redditch. It's great.
Oh, wow. It's not that bad. It's not as bad as everyone makes out it. So, how come you entered Sound Clash then?
I found it. We wanted a gig here, so it kind of worked.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we were supposed to play like a month ago.
Yeah.
And he died. And yeah. Someone was ill, weren't they?
Yeah. What's the story? Asthma. I had bronchial asthma. Yeah. So. Yeah. I get it once a year, like, you know, when the weather changes and gets really wet and damp and that. It's just like.
All good now.
Can't move. Oh yeah, sound now. I'll be all right till next year.
So if you could gig anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Japan.
That'd be
They're mad for it in Japan.
Yeah.
They are absolutely mad for it. They go mental. Most metal bands that have played in Japan have said Japan are the best crowd ever.
And he speaks Japanese.
Not much.
Say something in Japanese.
Konnichiwa.
Nihongo hanashimasu.
What's that
mean?
Casual. Speaking Japanese.
Original. I like it.
Language, but it's only dirty words.
So what's with the like scary band name Sanctified Torture?
No, Sanctified Torture, it really what it comes from. Oh, like, I'm vegetarian, he's vegetarian. I used to be a member of the Animal Liberation Front years ago. And basically, vivisection is sanctified by the government and it's actual torture of the innocent.
Yeah.
So that's okay. It was a song, it was an anti-vivisection song, and we couldn't decide a name, and that was a new song at the time, and then Dave just spelt it up and said Sanctified Torture.
So that's got some pretty good meaning, actually.
Yeah. So that's what it represents in your own anti-vivisection. So.
I quite like that story. It's good. Yeah. Okay, so me and Sophie are quite obsessed about the singing, aren't we?
Style. We want to learn how to sing metal.
Because apparently it's a skill.
I know, we're never going
Because without ruining your throat and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you've got to bring it down from the diaphragm and down here.
We were told last time it's a real skill.
Without getting nodes in your throat and things like that and damaging your throat,
How long did it take you to perfect it then?
Oh, it took about a good 9 months, wasn't it?
Really, that long?
Yeah.
I was alright,
but you know what I mean, it got better after a while, didn't it, really, so, yeah.
Who would you say are your main influences, like, where have you taken inspiration?
I've got a massive black metal fan, but, like, the main influences really within the band is, like, Morbid Angel, sort of,
Cannibal Corpse.
All
the Florida death metal scene, really.
Yeah,
early stuff, early 90s, bit of Autopsy.
Yeah. And Jimmy's dad.
Yeah.
And my dad, apparently.
Yeah.
Bit of Frank Zappa.
Bit of Real Big Fish, bit of everything.
Basically, you have to describe your band in the first word that you think of. No hesitating, straight away.
Boobies.
Heavy.
Death. Killer.
Thanks very much. Cheers, guys. That was Sanctified Torture.
This is Soundclash. Great local unsigned for a great station.
We are here with James Blackburn. You may remember him from last year's Soundclash. Hi, James.
Hi, Wayne.
How are we doing compared to last year?
Oh, it's lovely not to have to worry about everything and bands and things. It's lovely.
Do you like our podcasts?
As I've listened to them every week for the last seven weeks, I'm really, really enjoying them. I must say that we did do a better job last year, but what can you expect with Sophie Blown here? It's a bit.
Look, it is the children in need competitiveness coming out.
I think
who's got more views? Oh, you still owe me a bottle of rains then.
Yeah, people listen to us through an app which doesn't register on our listening figures, so.
Kind of say people only watched it for me.
So. I know. Well, everyone
that's why I've been
like
dragged
out
this
sexy
year,
body.
Wow,
so.
And it is sexy.
Yeah, as we saw on that YouTube video a couple of weeks ago. Since removed.
Yeah. Apparently, these guys are like X-rated you or something.
Yeah, X-rated for.
As the program is on Channel 4.
Wouldn't it be so cool if one of our videos ended up on YouTube?
I know. Should we aim high?
Yeah. Next week we're going to make a video for YouTube to be on YouTube. So any advice for our Soundclash final this year?
But to you or to
us? Yeah.
To you. Don't expect it to be good. One
I
good
thought
thing.
Last year was really good.
Yeah, like, that's because we were doing it.
basement services for the final.
Now, respect what they're doing.
Me and Sophie thought we should do like an illegal betting thing for the final. What are your advice? Yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
Maybe make it legal.
Okay.
And then I'll.
Oh, Sam's plans to wind Dutch means he's bored.
No, it means he wants another pop to bloat his belt.
So, little game, James. One word to describe Soundclash. First thing comes to your head.
Average.
This is Soundclash. Great local unsigned for a great station.
The votes have been counted and verified. I have 50 rounds sterling in my pocket. My hand. That's not my pocket. That's where everything goes wrong. And we've cancelled all the votes, we've verified them, and we know exactly what's going on. To the letter! I am not making this up as I go along at all. Your winners this evening with 280 points, and joint second place with 261 apiece. It is the closest we've had in a very, very long time. Going through to the second round to play the winners of next week's competition, Dr. Slendefoo! Come and get your money, you bastards!
This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.